Thursday the 29th of July 2021 was the final day of the Batchwood COVID Vaccination Centre in St Albans. Over more than 7 months, the centre has vaccinated tens of thousands of local people. Ellie O'Mara and Andy Waterfield were there to mark the occasion.
And we are somewhere very special today. We're at Batchwood Nightclub, not for a disco afternoon. I hear you may think that, but we're not. Today is the very last day of the vaccination clinic. It's an absolute end of an era, and we didn't think at Radio Verulam that we should miss out on it. So we're going to be talking to as many volunteers and the organisers and some of the clinical leads that we can get our hands on, who've given up their time since December the 15th to vaccinate over 80,000 people in St Albans. It's amazing. Now I'm going to be talking to Jessie, who has been here not quite since the beginning, but she's going to tell us a little bit more about what she's been up to. So Jessie, what is your role here at the vaccination centre?
So I am a care coordinator. I work directly for the NHS, and the care coordinator is basically a little bit like a project manager. I'm part of a team of probably about six or seven of us all together, and we support the clinical team, basically. The clinical team are very good at doing all that side of things, and we come in as project managers and just deal with the everyday, day-to-day running of the clinic, making sure that everything is running smoothly in between the clinics, and that we can get all the patients in as quickly and swiftly as possible, really.
So have you been here since day one?
I haven't. So the clinic opened the middle of December, and we came on board, or most of us came on board, mid to late January. Once they'd started to get in the flow of things, they realised they needed a bigger team to support it. And then I've been involved since the middle of January, not look back.
So what was it like in the middle of January in comparison to what it's like today?
Oh gosh, what was it like? It was very cold. My first day was when we had all that snow. Do you remember when we had all that snow in January? And I was actually late for my first day. I thought, oh my goodness, this is terrible. It took me half an hour to get off my road to come over here. So it was very cold, very snowy. And for those of you that have been to Batchwood, you'll know it's not the warmest of places. Even on a day like today where we have beautiful sunshine outside, it's still not the warmest inside.
That is one of my questions: colder inside or outside, irrespective of the weather?
Always colder inside at Batchwood. To the point my mum ended up knitting us all fingerless gloves and hats to help us all. It was freezing, but in a weird way I think it kind of bonded us all together. We came and we were just right in the thick of it, straight into vaccinating. And one of our first clinics that we were involved in was actually a drive-through clinic, which was for all the patients that were shielding. We invited them down, and we had all the volunteers and all the vaccinators, and we turned the car park here into our clinic, and we had gazebos up. We had lots of help from everyone, and we were out here in the snow, in the hail, but right at the beginning we all had smiles on our faces, and I think that's probably the one thing that's carried us through, just the smiles. Everybody, from the patients to the volunteers to the vaccinators, we've all smiled through it.
So I'm going to put you on the spot here. Three best bits that have happened since you've been here.
Three best bits. Oh my goodness. To be honest, the shielding clinic, because a lot of the patients that we saw, we did 3 days of that, and a lot of the patients we saw literally hadn't been out of their house for months. They hadn't seen anybody. Some of their cars we ended up pushing because their cars hadn't been ran, so we had to jump start some cars. But that was when the real camaraderie sort of showed. There was no difference between the vaccinators and the volunteers. We were just one big team, and it just felt so so rewarding, just seeing all these people, you know, rolling down their windows, the looks on the faces, the relief, just. And it didn't matter that we were in snow, it didn't matter that we were freezing, we had heat packs in our shoes and down our backs, and it didn't matter, because just the adrenaline and the spirit carried us through. So that was good. There's just been so many.
So how about a certain volunteer turning up her first day, maybe, if we're stuck for best bits?
I love all my volunteers. I'm very lucky that I've been able to be operations manager and volunteer manager. So I'm responsible for getting them off and doing our famous volunteer briefings, probably one of my best bits. I love all our volunteers, you know that. And yeah, that's definitely a best bit for me, just being able to see everyone come along.
Well, I have to say, it's been, so I volunteered here, and it's been an incredible experience, and Jess, you've been a big part of that, as has the team, but your joy, the welcoming that you do to everybody, it has been, and it will be sadly missed. So you're not the only person we're going to talk to, but we might grab you again a bit later just to see how it's going for some more information. Angie's looking at us, maybe we'll get her a bit later too. Right, thank you very much, Jess. I'm with Andy Waterfield. We're at Batchwood today. Hello, Andy.
Hello. I'm intrigued because I know you've been volunteering here as well, but being here for the last hour or so, it's very good humoured, isn't it? It just feels so positive.
It's been one of the most positive things that I've certainly been involved with. So just a real sense of camaraderie amongst the volunteers. And it's sunny today, so people are smiling. We smile when it's raining too.
And I mean, I would just describe what we've got here. People are turning up, they're being told where to park, and then taken in, and then they give their name. So what I mean, it's very efficient, isn't it?
So the process, because I know it well, because I have been involved in all parts of the process. So we have people in the car park who will stop people who are not having their vaccination coming up to the top car park, so ask them to park in the bottom car park. And then when vaccinatees get to the top car park, then we've got somebody directing them in, and there's a system, because what they're trying to do is ensure that everybody can come and go as quickly as possible. Queue up, then there's some screening. I've done the screening, I've done the car park, wasn't very good at the car park. Some screening where we squirt people's hands. Very funny how in this world now people walk towards you with their hands open. Then we ask them some questions about how they're feeling, see if they have any COVID symptoms. Direct them to the door. I've done this job too. I look like a bouncer. I act like a bouncer. No one is allowed in unless they answer my question. Question is, what is the first letter of your surname? So when they give me the first letter, so for you it would be a W, I direct them to individuals who have all of the forms with a W, so they can get their form, and then there is another volunteer inside who will direct them to the next free vaccinator. So I have all of their forms, they're all prepped, etc., all completely ready. That's pretty much how it flows. Then when, if it's a Pfizer jab, people have to sit for 10 minutes after, so there's people who are doing that in the back. I've never done an indoor job. I like the outdoor jobs, come rain or shine.
It just seems so well organized, and we've seen people who come in and then they go so quickly, and that's how they can get through such enormous numbers, isn't it?
Absolutely. And in their peak, so certainly when I was volunteering in March, we were on AstraZeneca days, there were over 2,000 people coming through the door, so absolutely huge, huge numbers. So the processes had to be slick, and I think it probably took a while to get to be slick, and you know, everybody fell over and it all kind of went a bit wrong at times, but we learned, and now it's absolutely super slick. So slick that sometimes it makes the shifts a bit dull. I quite like them a bit chaotic. I'm with John, one of the Batchwood volunteers. So John, how long have you been volunteering here?
Since about end of February, early March, I think, somewhere like that. I've done about 50 shifts.
And your job, so when I see you, normally the car park, that right?
Oh, yes. Yeah, normally the car park. Guru of parking.
I have to say, I did it once after you'd left. You would not have been pleased with my efforts. So what's been the best bits? What's been the funny bits? Have you minded getting wet in the cold, in the damp and cold weather?
No, not at all. I mean, it's a joy coming here because we've got fantastic team spirit, great camaraderie with the volunteers. So we enjoy it. Absolutely.
And your wife is a volunteer here as well, isn't she?
Yeah, she is. She's on the dance floor, as she likes to say, all the time.
Vaccinating or
no,
guiding?
She's guiding. Yeah. And then she enjoys it as well.
So any funny stories about the parking of people, either vaccinators or sneaky golfers that have managed to get their way up into this here car park when they shouldn't?
Yeah, you get a lot of sneaky golfers. You even get senior employees of the local authority that think they can park up here. People with disabled badges coming to play tennis, which has always confused me, but yes. And parkers who can't.
So will you go on and do any volunteering anywhere else now? So after Batchwood?
Yeah, I also drive, volunteer driver for Grove House, but we will certainly do some more after this, yeah. But we enjoy it, yeah, it's really good fun.
That's brilliant. That's John, who's done over 50 shifts at Batchwood. What a legend, what an absolute legend.
Now, one of the things I think is really interesting about the whole vaccination programme is the importance of volunteers, and I think it wouldn't really have happened without the teams of volunteers all over the country. I know you've been doing this. What made you volunteer?
It's interesting, isn't it? Because I volunteer for Radio Verulam, but when the pandemic started, it was a bit of a call to arms from everybody. I really wanted to do something to help. One of my sisters was volunteering at a vaccination centre in Wales, and I just wanted to be part of it. It was just such a crazy time. I didn't want to be stuck indoors either. So it was, I think, having already volunteered for Radio Verulam, I was kind of open to the whole process, and communities first. So initially it was a bit cumbersome to go through their process, but actually now I see the inside of what's going on. They were figuring out things too. So yeah, and I just thought, what can I do? And I interviewed volunteers, potential volunteers for Communities First, and people were really keen. They didn't care what they did, sweeping floors, anything, just to help out. And I think that was the start of it, and then it ended up just being addictive, just absolutely addictive.
And it's been, I mean, it's all ages, all backgrounds, isn't it?
All ages, all backgrounds. We've had some young people in there, you know, early 20s, and we've had people in their 70s and 80s volunteering. And everybody, so when you turn up at Batchwood, you literally figure out, you get given a briefing, and then someone will tell you what you're going to do or ask you, is it okay? So I've done all of the jobs except for the inside ones, because inside Batchwood Hall, very cold, no matter the weather.
So really, this is you as a volunteer, knowing how to manipulate the situation into your...
Totally. So even a couple of weeks ago, I quite liked the shouty door job, when you ask people their surname, and I was doing another job, but the person doing the shouty door job was a bit chilly, so I offered to step in for her and get one of my favourite jobs.
And I'm also assuming that people coming in to be vaccinated, it's positive, isn't it?
Oh, massively positive. So in the beginning, I think I started volunteering around March, so it was when I first did my Batchwood shift, and typically the people we were vaccinating were between 70 and 80, and a number of them hadn't been outside. It was their first outing, so they dressed for the occasion. They were quite excited to be going into Batchwood Hall, where they would be jabbed under the glitter ball. Really chirpy. We have had grumpies, But literally, you know, you could count them on one hand. Everybody else has been absolutely thrilled to bits to get it.
You're going to miss it, aren't you?
I'm totally going to miss it. I kind of keep thinking, how can I annoy the rest of St Albans with my volunteering, my car parking? When I did car parking duties, I did have an old man, say to me, have you let the power go to your head? Because I had a hi-vis and a walkie-talkie. And I said to him, yes, I have. It was the best fun ever, directing cars, being in charge. Loved it.
Setting up and running the vaccination centre requires clinical leads. Ellie O'Mara spoke to one of them, Mike Walton, and asked him what is a clinical lead.
Well, the clinical leads, we've had three of them working out of the Batchwood Vaccination Centre, and this is an idea that all the UK had when these vaccine centres were set up. And the clinical leads are pulled from GPs who are already working within their practices as what's called clinical directors. And clinical directors work across a group of practices that are working together in networks.
Oh, it's fine. And you know we're doing it at Batchwood because you can hear the clock chiming. So how was the idea born to have it at Batchwood? Who thought that the nightclub in the middle of the golf course would be the perfect place for everybody to, or the people of St Albans, to be jabbed?
That idea came around at a flurry of excitement and a challenging time way back at the tail end of November last year, when we were given the charge to come ahead and do and deliver the vaccines across our community. So we had to scrabble around and find somewhere that was big enough to manage a throughput of people we had an ambition of to vaccinate across our whole community. So we spent a long time working together with some colleagues, Zoe Matthews, who was working with the local group of practices, and lots of other people. We all pulled together to try and find somewhere, and we looked at a few different venues, but ultimately there was very few spaces around St Albans of this sort of size. But at the time, Deltic, who was running the Batchwood Club under the license from the St Albans District Council, who owned the property, and they said, well, look, we've got an empty property, why don't you come and work here? So we thought, that's great, had a look round. Sadly, Deltic went into administration only a few days before we were due to go live, so we had an incredibly frantic weekend tidying up, cleaning the place, deep cleaning it, getting 9-month-old beer stains out of the carpets and cleaning the floors and trying to get lighting going and running water and all sorts of things. It was a massive task, but Batchwood was the place that just seemed to work. And it also had a great relationship, I think, with the local community, because many people have been through Batchwood over the years. Going back, I think some of our oldest customers who came through, they'd been here, they'd just had their 74th wedding anniversary, and they'd been to Batchwood for their wedding event 74 years ago and came back for their vaccines in December, just before Christmas. How about that?
That's amazing. And there's plenty of stories like that. How long was it from conception of the idea to actually day one of the vaccination centre?
I mean, the idea was conceived by NHS England, who put out the ask to general practice and colleagues and voluntary services and everyone to come together in kind of mid-November, and we had about a three-week time to turn something around and find venues and places like this. So it was a very quick turnaround time.
And how did it go? What was so, not day one, because there probably was a lot of adrenaline then, but so week one, month one, how was that in comparison to what it looks like today, or what it looks like toward the end of the shift?
Well, we did have a bumpy ride at the beginning because, as I said earlier, we had no lights, and the building inside was absolutely freezing. It continued to be freezing until only a few weeks ago when the weather got warmer. It was difficult. We had no lighting right at the beginning. What we tried to do with IT systems just proved not to be possible, because that didn't work. We had lots and lots of older people. The first cohort of people that were invited through, Ellie, as you'll remember, were
people who are in their 90s and over 80 and even in their 100s. I think the oldest person we vaccinated here was 104 years old, and we had six people who were 103 as well. So it was just amazing. But of course, people were struggling with the cold. Some of them were struggling with, they'd never been out of their house for a long time. There were people who had Zimmer frames and wheelchairs. We did have one particular day right at the beginning with a big queue down through the car park, so we rejigged all our processes, and ever since it's been pretty plain sailing. Great thanks to the community of St Albans and all the volunteers and helpers who've come together and made this work for everyone.
I was going to say, any messages for the volunteers and the vaccinators? So some of them have been, or a lot of people have been around since the very beginning.
Well, you're all part of a big family, and we've done this together. It's been fabulous, everyone pulling together, whether it's local businesses, volunteers, workers from the practices, and people giving up their own time, coming back from retirement. Everyone's just chipped in, and it's been a shared vision of just getting vaccines into arms and looking after our friends and families and community. So a huge thank you to everyone who's put in time and effort here.
And what happens next, Mike? So are you back to Harvey Group practice, or have you got other vaccination stuff to do?
Both, really. For my personal position, I'm going to be back in my practice as of next week, seeing if I can get back into the on the seat, really, of being a GP for a while. But there's a huge ask as well about what's called phase three of the vaccine program, which is coming out for September, and that's still waiting for a lot of information from NHS England about the specifications and the regulations and the rules around that. But in essence, it's likely, and we still don't know, to be what's called co-administration, so offering a flu jab together with a COVID booster vaccination, and it's going to be starting from early to mid-September, but not out of Batchwood, because beautiful as it is, it's not going to be fit for purpose for us to be able to run a further season and a further winter for that.
And that's such a shame, because you'd have had all 230 odd Community First volunteers up here to help, I think, if that was the case.
Well, I think the vaccine programme that's moving forward will still be really, really challenging. So there will be again an us coming out to Communities First and other volunteers for people to help with marshalling, with seeing people around, with looking after people, with monitoring them after they've had the Pfizer jab, all sorts of things like that. There'll still be an ask of that, but in a different models, different delivery, and coming out of different locations.
Oh, that's brilliant. Mike, we'll miss it. I'll miss it. I know I'll definitely miss it. I'll miss all of the team here. Thank you very much, Mike Walton, for a clinical lead at Batchwood Vaccination Centre.
Thank you very much, Ellie.
So I am chatting to another of the volunteers on this here Thursday, the 29th of July, the last day of the Batchwood Vaccination Centre. So I'm chatting to Brian. I've nicked him from his car park duties, so there are no crashes. I've just checked. So Brian, how long have you been volunteering at Batchwood?
Well, I'm the Alpha and Omega. I started here way back in January, and I've done various places. I've done here. And the one thing about this, and the last day, well, how amazing is that? We've been through all this, and how many people have got vaccinated? Incredible. And I tell you what, the whole range of different types of people, their emotions, some ecstatic, some anxious, some really nervous. And as a volunteer, you feel all these emotions, and you try and help. And I think that's what's so spectacular about being a volunteer at these centres, because you see them come out, and they're happy, and they're ecstatic. And I've been saying to everybody today, you're two jabs. Remember the old Prescott thing? Two jags? Two jabs.
Very good, Brian. So have you always done car park duties, or have you done some of the other stuff too?
In Redbourne, we have the Redbourne Community Group, and I've driven patients to hospital appointments. I've driven patients here. And I think this is the whole spirit, and I think it's very special to the UK, this whole volunteering genre. And it's not just old so-and-sos like me. It could be youngsters. It could be a whole range of people that have volunteered. And isn't that fantastic that we have this in this horrid, torrid time of this pandemic? And it's the one good thing, I think, that's come out, the ability for people to come out, spend their time and volunteer to help other people. Wow.
But it is truly amazing, and your enthusiasm for it as well is fantastic. So how did you learn your hand signals to get people into the right parking spaces?
Well, basically, I decided to emulate the, you know, the sign language. And so, shut up over there and all the rest of it. So it's made up. It's my own thing. But actually, some of the innovation that's happened, I remember at St Albans Arena, they wait in the hall before and after they've had the vaccination. And it was absolute chaos. So we invented a simple cone system, for instance, where we knew the end of the queue was, but at the beginning of the queue was. And it's simple innovations like that. And also the sort of fun and camaraderie. For instance, in the arena, we used to say things like, when was the last time you were here? And it was seeing the sort of one of the tribute bands to Fleetwood Mac or something, you know. And it's so fantastic. So I think absolutely, if anybody else wants to volunteer in the future for anything else, do volunteer. And do go to communities first, because they apply here and they've been brilliant.
They certainly have. So, Brian, what next for you after Batchwood has closed? Are you... You're going to carry on volunteering, obviously, but anywhere specifically, or are you just waiting for the call to see where they need you?
I have a real priority. My daughter goes back to work in August, so it might be... And she's having trouble with childminders, so it may be that I'm on grandparent duty. That's a sort of volunteering, a different one, but it's another volunteering duty.
I have got the very amazing, very, very amazing Helen McAndrews, better than Mike Walton. Don't tell him I said that. She's one of the GP partners out of the Maltins and also one of the clinical leads here. So, Helen, how long have you been doing Batchwood Clinic? Since the beginning?
Yes, absolutely. As one of the town's primary care network clinical directors, we've been involved from the outset. So, essentially, the call to try and deliver COVID vaccinations was presented to general practice at the end of November, and we were operational at Batchwood within a few weeks of that, converting this disused nightclub into a fully functioning vaccine centre.
Did that mean getting down and dirty and having to clean yourself, or did you organise other people to get in to do that?
No, absolutely. We have been doing most of the jobs. I guess the only one that I can say I probably haven't done, but two of my team were absolutely amazing and did, was cleaning the portaloos outside. But other than that, I've done absolutely every role that we've had here. I think that's important if you're going to lead a project like this to be involved and know what's going on. So yes, we've done everything.
And have you had fun? Have you enjoyed it? Good bits, bad bits?
Yes, it's been really good fun. It's been challenging on a near daily basis, to be honest. The programme nationally has changed so frequently that you'll get updates in the middle of the night or at weekends, and you'll literally have to change your operational programme. But it has been incredibly fun. The team have worked together from all of the practices in St Albans, with all of the volunteers like Communities First, St Albans District Council and everyone else, and bringing the community together and watching people arrive and have so much hope through us providing them with a vaccine, that's been incredible.
And you've got a young family as well, so how's it been? You're trying to juggle everything. A superwoman?
I don't know about a superwoman, but super backing my family, my friends and the team here. I have got a one-year-old and a 10-year-old. It's been extremely challenging at times with that, but again, I did it for them as well as everyone else. You know, where we were in November was quite bleak as a country, and where we are now, there is at least optimism, and so that's been the driving force.
And what next after when Batchwood closes? So I know there are other vaccination centres, but Batchwood is a little bit close to our heart. So what next for you? So other vaccination programmes to be getting on with?
So as one of the town's clinical directors, we are being asked to look at if we can provide COVID vaccine boosters, because they are likely to want that to be delivered at the same time as the flu vaccines. There are discussions going on around the town as to how we deliver that. It's possible that that might be slightly closer to home and done in smaller groupings than as such a large scale as Batchwood has been. But yes, that is in my in-tray as a clinical director to deliver future vaccines. But we've also got the whole agenda of ensuring not only the work that we do as GPs day to day for our patients, but trying to look at how we can improve the population's health through working together as practices in a variety of schemes. So all of that's there for me to do, so it will keep me busy.
It'll definitely keep you busy, and you'll miss it. You'll miss Batchwood. Just the, I don't know, the interior is interesting. The bar where we give out forms, under the chandelier where we've actually been vaccinating people. It'll be sadly missed, won't it?
Yes, it's very dear to a lot of people's hearts. I think most people have been to Batchwood at some stage before having had a vaccine. And so the number one thing that everyone's wanted to do is to get a selfie underneath the chandelier. But we've all got vague, hazy memories of coming here in our youth or latter years in one state or another. And it is dear to the town. It will not be able to be replicated in terms of character as a venue. And I think, you know, the community have just got really behind it. And we've even used the car park outside for things like delivering a drive-through in the snow for people that had been shielding. And that was probably one of the most emotional days for the team, because for those people that had not left the house for months and months and months, the emotion, you could actually feel it.
And I believe on that snowy day, it was still warmer outside than it was inside. So that's brilliant. Helen, thank you very much for your time. Helen, one of the GP partners out of the Maltings and one of the clinical leads here. Thank you very, very much for everything that you've done here as well.
You're welcome. Thank you very much as well. And thank you to everyone in the town for supporting us.
Tell me, over the last few months of volunteering here, what have you learnt?
Oh, do you know, so I've done all manner of volunteering. So Radio Verulam, first and foremost, I have learned absolutely stacks with Radio Verulam, and I now present. Who knew? Who knew I could even do that? But I've also done things like collecting shopping and prescriptions, and then towards the end, it was earlier this year was the vaccination centres. And I've learned that you actually get as much out of it as you give. So you are an incredible help. The volunteers, this place at Batchwood and all of the other vaccination centres would not have functioned without the volunteers. So you know you're an integral part of it. But you just get such joy from it. I have come back. I've done 6-hour shifts where, you know, we had problems with parking here, raining, just horrible weather, and just come back still with a big smile on my face. I've absolutely enjoyed it. So I think the whole volunteering vibe, you know, just think, you put yourself out, you are giving, but the reward is there. You actually get a huge amount back from it on a personal level.
And perhaps learning things that you didn't even know existed?
Oh, definitely. So car park duties, I didn't know they existed. A huge amount. I love that. I have to say that was one of my favourite jobs, just because of the power. The Radio Verulam stuff is, I've learned jobs that I didn't know existed. So I've definitely learned stuff. But it's so weird, because you kind of think with a vaccination centre, you need vaccinators and you need kind of office people. But even from putting the cones out to ensuring people parked in the right place, there was a time where there was cleaning down the chairs after people had been vaccinated because of the potential spread. Just a huge amount that has to be done, and you have to have people to do that. So you do kind of realize the effort that it takes, and you've got to consider the groups like Communities First, who have had to put in a huge effort in getting the people in order for them to do all of these things. And we would turn up every shift. You wouldn't know what job you were on. You just, you know, whatever it was, that's it, I'm willing to help.
You've been listening to a Radio Verulam podcast marking the closure of the Batchwood COVID Vaccination Centre in St Albans. If you'd like to support our podcasts, you can do so by going to radioverulam.com/donate. And you can see all of our podcasts at radioverulam.com/podcast.